I'm feel very fortunate to be able to be here today and to talk to you a little bit about my work and really to just spread awareness about suicide prevention and how we can all become a little bit more comfortable talking about suicide. So I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Psychology at University of Wisconsin-Madison. So I'm coming at this talk from multiple angles. One is from that perspective, right? One of a researcher. So I've been studying the topic of suicide for over a decade. And a portion of my research line focuses on the disclosure of suicidal thoughts and behaviors. So what that experience is like, what is helpful, what's not helpful, who do people disclose to, who don't they disclose to. So I'll be using some of that information to kind of inform the lens. I also come at it from the perspective of a licensed psychologist. So having worked with individuals who are struggling with suicidal thoughts and behaviors from a broad range of backgrounds, using some of that information as well. And then finally, coming at it from the perspective of a community member, right? I also have been touched in some ways by individuals struggling with suicidal thoughts and behaviors. And so having that kind of personal lens, I hopefully will make this a little bit more relatable for everyone in the audience. So before we get into the meat of the talk today, I want to ask everyone to take just a moment to reflect. When you hear the word suicide, what feelings or images come to mind? Pause for a moment and just notice those thoughts, feelings, maybe images that come up when we think about it. Think about, where do these associations come from? Maybe they're personal experiences. Maybe they're your own experiences or someone that you know or love. Maybe it is how things have been portrayed in the media or in the news. Or maybe it's the cultural messages, so what people around you are saying. So it's really important for us to be aware of what we're bringing to the table when we think about suicide, right? These associations really matter. They shift how we think about the topic, and they shift how we talk about the topic. So as we go through today's talk, I want you to just kind of keep some of those things in mind, right? What lens are you viewing suicide from? And how is that helping you have these conversations? Or maybe sometimes how is it hindering or making you a little bit more hesitant to have these sort of conversations? So before we begin, I want to share a little story to hopefully bring this closer to home. I want you to think about someone like Maya, right? She's a 28-year-old school teacher. She's passionate about her students. She's the one who stays late to help them. She volunteers at community events. Her friends call her dependable. When you would ask her friends, suicide is the last thing that would come to mind when they think about describing her, right? But Maya's inner story is different. Over the last several months, she's become increasingly exhausted. She's finding work harder and harder to manage and is feeling overwhelmed by all these additional things she's engaging in. She's pulling away from her friends, not responding to text messages. When she does respond or does talk to those around her, she's saying things like, "I just don't even know if I'm making a difference anymore," right? And so one day after a particularly bad day at work, Maya's mind turns to suicide. And not necessarily because in that moment she wants to die, but because she wants to stop the pain. She wants to stop the pressure. And she thinks about talking to someone in her life, but then she hesitates. Who would I even talk to? Would they understand what I'm going through? How would their reaction be? Would it change what they think about me? And that fear keeps her silent.